You're saying it's essentially a sham foundation. That's what you're alleging, right? What is it that you're accusing President Trump and his associates of?
This foundation used its assets to essentially settle legal obligations of various Trump businesses, a hotel, a golf course, I don't remember what the other businesses were, and to fund political activities and fund the campaign of Donald Trump, and also to support the campaign of some other people. These are not appropriate uses of a charitable foundation's money.
Yeah, that's not what a foundation's supposed to be,
right?
If that's what he is he's doing. You gained instant national attention for that. I know. The other one, just this week, the lawsuit over the forced separation of immigrant children from their parents. You're with several other state attorneys generals on that. A San Diego judge ruled, though, this week that in 30 days they would have to reunify the children with the parents. I don't know how they're going to enforce that, but is your lawsuit null that now, or are you still pursuing it?
We're still pursuing it. The existence of parallel lawsuits seeking similar results is not uncommon. The San Diego judge's order hasn't been implemented. It will be litigated. We are in touch with the people in that case, and we don't regard it as competitive. We're just all trying to solve a terrible problem or get the courts to solve.
Do you think it's even possible to enforce what the San Diego judge has ruled?
I think that the government is obliged to try.
Yeah, and I also noticed that your lawsuit says that there's 321 of the separated children in New York State. Governor Cuomo has said he thinks the number's closer to 700. At one point, he said it might be 1,200. What is the discrepancy? Does anybody know the exact number?
It's hard to have exact numbers for this reason. There are numbers for the placement of unaccompanied minors, and there are unaccompanied minors who arrive unaccompanied, and then there are these children who arrive with their parents and are separated from their parents and are transformed into unaccompanied minors. And so my understanding is that the statistics aren't kept separately on them, and so estimates are being made.
Do you find that disturbing, though, that we don't know how many of these children are here?
Well, it is related to the basic problem that when you separate children from minors, you are doing children from their parents.
Yeah.
You are inflicting terrible harm on them, that you ought to be taking measures that will make it possible to reunite them as quickly as possible, and record keeping is part of that.
And they haven't done that, apparently.
Well, I don't know what records they have. We don't have that information in any firm form. But it doesn't really matter, does it, whether it's 300 or 1,200. It's enough children. One would be terrible. Several hundred is, and that's just New York. Our partner states in this suit each have their hundreds of children.